646, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I was out playing tennis with Grady yesterday, and the mosquitoes drove me inside, as well as the gnats. As a matter of fact, when I left today, he was sitting there looking at me like, and I don't know if your dog's ever done this, they're looking at you like they can't wait for you to leave so they can get on the phone and start inviting friends over. Maybe I'm wrong. Aaron Ashbrook joins us now, assistant professor of peri-urban entomology at LSU. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking the time. Before we get to mosquitoes, man, you know, you're out there in the grass playing with the dog, doing whatever. I don't know if it's gnats or what it is. And I did notice, if you step back and look in the light, you know, with the filter and all that stuff, you can see these little white things flying around. Are those gnats? What are those?
Yeah, so we did have a lot of small gnats, these little space fly gnats that kind of, basically, they're really a kind of an annoyance. They fly in your face, they get in your nose, they get in your ears. They don't really want to bite you or do anything outside of just get on you. Mm-hmm. So we did have quite a bad year for those small little flies that like to fly up in your face.
Well, something's biting me on the legs. I know that. I don't know what it is because, man, I'm scratching like you don't know what after I'm out there playing in the grass with the dogs. So is it gnats or I don't think it's mosquitoes or what do you think?
So we did have some mosquitoes as well. So I wasn't sure if you were referring to some of the other small flies that we have within the state, but of course we do have plenty of mosquitoes that will bite as well.
I don't know what it was, but it didn't seem like mosquitoes, but man, I had like 1,000 bites all over my legs that I was scratching, but not the point. Let's talk about mosquitoes. Are they getting worse in Louisiana?
So we do have some West Nile virus issues within the state. I would say as far as supporting mosquito control, I believe we are doing pretty good. Those agencies are doing pretty well in managing our mosquitoes this year. Some of the records I saw is that even though we do have some activity for West Nile virus this year, the overall threshold is lower than what we've had last year. And that's due to some of the work by these mosquito control districts like those at St. Tammany Parish, you know, those in New Orleans, et cetera.
Does West Nile equal a decrease in less Nile equal a decrease in mosquitoes, or not necessarily?
So not necessarily. That's a really good question that you asked, Tommy. Essentially, what these districts are looking for is frequencies of infection within mosquito populations as well as animal populations. Mm-hmm. And so you could, in theory, see a decrease in West Nile virus activity and still have high mosquito populations.
So let me ask you a dumb question. I don't know if you know the answer or not, but when you see all the cattle in the fields and so forth as you drive by, I would presume the mosquitoes are just going to town on them, or not, because maybe their hide's too thick. What about that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and so you're right. They do. The mosquitoes do go for those cattle that you'll see out there on the highway. Some mosquitoes, some of the more nuisance-type mosquitoes can be really bad for the cattle, like the salt marsh mosquitoes. They can be very bad for some of these cattle out in the more plains type environments within the state. So not necessarily involved with disease transmission. However, those mosquitoes can be very problematic for our livestock.
Yeah, it would just seem like if I'm a cow and I'm standing out there, other than my tail, you know, which I can use to swat stuff away within that radius, it would seem like I'd be covered with mosquitoes because they can just suck as much blood out of me until I'm dry. Am I making stuff up?
Yeah, no, I've heard of that before.
Really?
I have heard of cattle being exsanguinated by mosquitoes. I don't know if that was a true report or not, but I have heard of it happening before.
Wow.
Within the state.
Every now and then, a squirrel that can't see finds a nut, right? 6:50, 10 till 7, we're going to talk about preventing mosquitoes when we come back. I'm going to tell you all what, real quick before we go, I'm going to tell you something about 5-gallon buckets that you probably may not have realized when we return. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Aaron Ashbrook on this Friday morning, assistant professor of peri-urban entomology, about mosquitoes and why they're so bad. Even a bottle cap of water can lead to breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And what I was saying about the buckets earlier, Aaron, is I'm a 5-gallon bucket guy. I just like to put stuff in buckets, right? But I realized,
yeah,
flipping these buckets over to keep the rain out and keep them from collecting water, there are numerous sections, if you will, partitions and on the bottom of these buckets that people don't realize they're not smooth, that could collect water and still create breeding grounds for mosquitoes.
That's correct. Any small container that can hold just a few milliliters of water, just enough for larval mosquitoes to be in there and grow and develop, as well as to maintain algae for them to feed upon, that is good enough for them to grow in. You know, I also have a tendency to find mosquito larvae in the saucers of my potted plants, just holding just a little bit of water, and they're down there breeding.
That's why you should never have potted plants. You should always have concrete. But along those lines, when it comes to people having stuff outdoors and it raining every afternoon, I don't know how you keep up with that. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say if you can, bring some of those items indoors. Maybe you could set them up in such a way that they drain more readily. You know, I kind of have a lot of my thing, a lot of my porch items kind of bought back. And then when I want to bring them out, I then will pull them off the patio. And so that way they're not collecting as much water. But it's a constant battle.
What is the role of weather play in this? What happens when it gets extremely hot, when it gets cold? I don't recall seeing any mosquitoes when it snowed, but I don't know if that's just because of the seasonal thing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So essentially, mosquito activity is weather-driven to the point where we can even talk about what are referred to as mosquito days, where essentially these are days where the temperature and humidity are ideal for mosquitoes and their development. So as temperatures increase, mosquitoes actually will grow faster, so it accelerates their development time. And so, of course, in Louisiana, when it gets hot, that's something that we're encountering. And, of course, the rain, mosquitoes, their larvae, they need water to survive and develop into adults. And so when we have a lot of rain, that also creates conditions that are good for breeding. So we not only accelerate their development, but we have placed a lot of locations where mosquitoes can breed.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but my perception is it's been a rainy summer, and I'm just wondering, are we winning or are the mosquitoes winning? Is it getting worse?
Well, you know, it's the good work of our mosquito control districts that are keeping our mosquitoes at bay, and I would say that we are winning the battle as much as we can.
What would you tell people to do to protect themselves from mosquitoes?
Yeah, that's another great question. So I kid you not, Tommy, when I go out in the woods, I bring heavy DEET with me, or the DEET heavy woods, because, you know, you apply it, it works for a while, it seems to go away, whether it's getting washed off by water, humidity, sweat, and so then you start getting bit by mosquitoes again. So I always carry the repellent with me, and then reapply it as I need. You can wear loose-fitting clothes, and that also helps protect you a little bit in that mosquitoes they're easier to bite you if you're wearing tight-fitting clothes. They can kind of penetrate through those fibers. And there are a variety of repellents that are available. You just want to make sure that you're using one that's approved by the EPA because they actually test it and make sure that it works.
Aaron, if I can leave you with two thoughts, and I would never pretend to give a professor advice, but they would be get rid of the potted plants and go with concrete and stay out of the woods, stay indoors.
Hey, I like it. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron Ashbrook. I appreciate your time and your insight as always. Assistant Professor of Peri-Urban Entomology at LSU. We're talking about vaping. When we come back, you think it's better than smoking. Might be a little bit better, but not a whole lot better. We'll talk about that when we return on WWL.